Ishungwa.
Kimani Ishungwa.
Kwanza wacha ni digress kidogo. Kimani amekuwa kienjoyo anaitwa Moka, Moka wa Ruto. Moka ni nini?
Moka ni wife.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moka. Ishungwa, I hope you still come for the show. Like iko nini? Damn. That's what I'm talking to in today.
Amevalishwa kitenge. Yes.
Ekonene. Episode 320 tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend, sindio?
Yeah.
Alafu na chigi, you guys, nika pants zetu zimeenda kufanana kiasi.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
But it's just a coincidence. There's nothing happening special. But still,
yeah.
Ian, on the day we are shooting this, Ian alikuwa ameenda kwa memorial ya Jambi. Memorial liendaje?
Ilikuwa fiti. Wasn't able to attend hizo zi like the party yenye ilikuwa the previous time Kilimani because of just security reasons. Nairobi still Nairobi.
Yeah.
But I was able to attend hii nini memory yake ilikuwa pale Jamhuri. Ni Nairobi Chapel. Kitu ilikuwa yani bamba ni niliingia na dude fulani namuuliza si reggae nasikia Do. Like these gospel songs za reggae walikuwa wanazicheza huko.
Kwa hosi. Kwa church.
Church ni different. Unachekia hata ngoma ya reggae kucheza kwa church ni still associated na nini. Of course kulikuwa na a few old friends. Of course, I met that dude, Jim Chuchu.
Okay, Just a Band.
Yeah, Just a Band.
One of the Just a Band founding members and Pia, yeah. Like a crazy videographer, director, like a man of many talents.
Many talents, yes.
Graphic designer.
Yeah.
That dude is multi-talented.
Of course, alikuwa na George. George was like running things huko.
Okay.
Because hata nilimuona Kia Scott, CS.
Oh.
He knows how to get into this space.
Because
ule boy fulani anaitwa Sunny. Alikuwa na do ni fashion hizo sites. Of course Jackie was also co-MCing. Larry.
Which Jackie?
Larry Asego. Jackie Vike.
Oh, Jackie Vike. Okay. Yeah. Larry Asego. Okay.
Yeah, now the family, of course, nini? Na pia wasi wengine actors, so Tali Oyando. I left when Jimmy Wanjigi was talking because nilikuwa naona time and I also had errands Tao.
Yeah, because nilicheki apart from Jimmy Wanjigi niona pia Martha Karua alikuwa. The lawyer Willy Sotieno, aka Pikipiki Bonki.
Oh yeah, Big Ted.
Big Ted, okay.
Big Ted is hard to miss. Oh, nani niliona of course nani waki walk in. Nani. Anaitwa nani? Sauti Sol.
Oh, the whole band.
So BNN. Nani. BNN.
Fancy.
No.
Masavara.
Chimano.
Chimano. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Nani used to like manage them at some point.
Who?
Jambi.
Yeah. Siko najua.
Like at that eight, she had done a lot of things.
Siko najua. Why? Walisema hivyo kwa eulogy?
No, I was having a chat na Jim. Ndio alikuwa niambia. Because pia alikuwa surprised. Yeah. Like, kila msemenye ako hapo, ni place wa shai work. Because ume work na radio, mimi meweka na side yake ya film. So ni mse
mimi naweka radio na TV, sio kwa speaker.
Oh, radio na TV.
Yeah.
And of course she was young, 38.
Yeah, that's right. Now umeanza kuona vile when I talk about 30s, 40s young. Huh?
Yeah.
Not youth, but young.
Young.
Yes.
As a human, so yeah, ni one of those things.
Alafu pia uliniambia Babu na Mwamba was there.
Yeah, Babu was there. Of course alipea na message yake ya condolence. Na in his message nakumbuka akisema of course such a young lady na what she had done to the industry. It's going to be a huge miss. But na ime come at a time, quoting him, this has come at a time his ministry in a launch a program ya Who's Next,
okay,
to identify such talents.
And this is where I normally say that these people either they don't read the room ama they think we are stupid, najua. Ile naweza cheza ile ngoma ya Burning Spear, not stupid. This is what happens.
Yeah,
you always have to look at people and what they stood for.
Yeah.
Jambi loved reggae music. Mm. But her last post on the internet that she did herself was an appeal to the president for the president to invest in an endometriosis hospital, an endometriosis treatment center hapa Kenya.
Yeah.
You can't go as a government official to such a funeral and start talking about the next talent. No one needs the government to discover talent.
Yeah.
The minute that talent is tied to a government, this is talent we don't want.
Because
the best music is rebel music.
Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Hip hop, akina Tupac Shakur.
Yeah.
It's never pro government. Mm. So, ukituambia, you want the government to discover talent. And this is, isn't it waga, zinaniudhi, because Kenyans waga wanachukua, like, watu wamekubali, like, nikiwa maju, nikuwa na shinda, every time I met with young people, I kept telling them to remind people, where see youth. Unajua. Yeah. Like, I met Limit dude, anaitwa Kimathi. Kimathi was interesting because Kimathi, like, ani, my parents wake, any friends who are Natal, yes?
Yeah.
So, when Natal told me, you need to interview this kid, I was wondering, like, this American kid, what am I going to talk to him? Because, you know, he's American born, but parents wake ni Kenyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we start having this, I start listening to him after Natal aniambia, unani kuinterview him to
yeah.
Nikimsikiza, alisema, like, the youth, the Kenyan youth, in Denver, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Ages between 12 to 24. Youth. And then eventually I have a conversation with Demina itwa Shiko Kipusa. She's still based in the US. Na Demina itwa Sly. So Sly is moving back to Kenya. So she has that Kenyan thing where youth is still up to 35. Shiko Kipusa on her side says between youth ni between 13 to 17. And then the minute you reach 18, you are a young adult.
Yeah.
You see, the Kenya government, the reason why Mwaga against this youth name is it gives a babu a chance to come to such a funeral and talk about talent instead of treat you like young adults. And young adults don't need the government to help them in talent. There's Facebook, there's TikTok, there's YouTube. We don't need any government input. Just keep KFCB away. And we are okay. Yeah. We don't need anything. The only thing the government can do is cheaper internet. Yes.
Yeah, now just make the playing ground.
Yes.
Level the playground.
Lessen
some rules.
Yeah. Watch out playground kiwa rough. Cheaper internet, then stay the fuck away.
Yeah.
Cheaper internet.
Just
But don't tell us internet. You want to open. Who's next? Who wants to participate? Who's next?
Unajua Kitambo, they have this also nini mindset ya Kitambo. Well, acts nini wasani walikuwa natoka from film and music. Naona sahi what people are talented in very many ways. Like, who's next? Like, utapata like
mini who's a what next?
What next? Inafakua what next?
After who's next?
From
what
there
next?
When, yeah. Cause kuna cinematographers, kuna sijui script, kuna ikitu ni broad.
And
na contest sa imekuwa ni broad.
Who do they have in these meetings that come up with these dumb ideas? I'm sorry.
So it's Talanta. Through your Talanta Hela initiative.
These are such dumb ideas. Like, Kenya, unakungali ta nilikuwa maju, do you story ya getting license ya KFCB ilianza?
Yeah.
Puda jo nilikuwa in a foreign country, shooting content with no fear. Hata makarawa kipita, niko tuna kamera yangu, no one asks me what I'm doing.
How could stop you?
In a foreign country. In a foreign country. Upo yanaitwa nani? Mr. K4. Alikuwa na shoot hivi inje. Ameshikilia phone yangu jo hivi jo inje jo. Mpaka unajua bado niko nile paranoia. What if it's snatched? No one snatches it. That's the environment we want. Give us security katikati ya tao.
Yeah.
Tujue any thief. Oja hii story ya wizi ya phone inaweza isha. Nothing is impossible. I feel like saa zingine so come to accept mediocrity. So tunakubali phone lazima ziibiwe. Sio?
Yeah. Like if every street was Kimathi Street or Bera. You know, cause hapo mimi tembea like hapo najua hata ukitembea unaonekana you're just there over there, you know. So but si ati ni tomboya na nini. Of course hizo they prey on the nini the traffic ya street. Both vehicle na wase. So we can make sure those populated areas that you know it's still safe. Then any content in there, nini?
Yeah, and this is why naenda kusema, like, Ababu na Mwamba, you are very wrong. The way to honor Jambi's legacy It's not to start who's next. It's to invest that money in an endometriosis center. I love when I to Jambi Koikai, because she's the first person who really made us know about this disease.
Yeah.
Other people had battled it. Other people are still battling it.
Yeah.
But that would be a better way. And write Jambi as your J-A-H-M-B-Y, the way she used to write it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be better than what next, who's next, where next. Hatutaki zujinga.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why mukasirika na Kenyan governments and African governments, because they are always super clueless. I was part of the trip ile tulipatana huko Atlanta. If you ask me, I sat through that whole thing. It was a waste of time.
Mm.
Purely a waste of time. Purely a waste of taxpayers' money. And I was there. Because the conversations we are supposed to be having, we should have been having in Kenya. And the first conversation would have been the Safaricom CEO, because he was there.
Yeah.
Why is internet still expensive? Alafu, tukiwa na Safaricom CEO, niwa like, hey, buda niache, wacha tu test speed za upper states, wacha tuende AT&T, 365 upload, 365 download.
Mm.
This is what you are talking about. Unajua, niki upload files nikiwa kwa kija on sando. Unajua likuwa inaniambia how long?
Mm.
Normally hapa uniambiga 1 hour, 19 minutes remaining. Do you know what he told me?
Mm.
9 minutes remaining for a damn 4K file.
Mm.
Macheki.
It's a precious hour. Like,
yes,
you know, atakama see doing more content. Sometimes I believe you need some rest.
You save, yes.
Yeah.
You save a lot of time. Una upload, unajipea shughuli. That's what we need. We don't need what next. And this is, wa Kenya, mi ndashinda tu nikiambia wase. Number one, usikubali kuitwa youth. Number two, mtu asikudanganya politics important. The next thing tunaenda kubonga juu yake ni finance bill.
Yeah.
Now this finance bill, we are in this situation because of politics.
Yeah.
And because of the politics, a lot of people might end up losing their jobs. Safaricom wenyewe washa come out wakisema, if this bill passes, blah, blah, blah. By the time, I think, tunajua bill isha pita. Ama, they are going to debate it badai. Leo ni kusomwa.
Yeah, leo ni kusomwa. Then they
start debating it.
Yeah.
Eventually, it's going to pass.
Mm.
And, because politics matter. So if ukishafika 18 years old, number one thing you should do is get an ID.
Mm.
Number two thing you should do is make sure on the voting day you vote. I say this as someone who's missed two elections. That was stupid of me. But saizi, Ruto amenionyesha how important it is to vote. Because Ruto pia najua, as long as you keep lying to people that they are young, they are not going to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Utaambia ndawafungulia talanta, alafu muende hapo. Yeah. Jambi yako na ni talanta. Jambi needed a hospital.
Yeah, she needed to survive a bit longer to, you know. Because I believe there are still things I'm going to try to change. You know, both political. I don't know when Ms. Howe, she advised.
Yeah, she advised. She advised,
last,
yes.
As an independent candidate.
Mm.
I'm sure she still needed to do, you know, what she loved most, of which promoting reggae music. And,
yeah.
And other spaces that she was involved in. Ukibonga about nini used or not used anymore.
Yeah.
Kuna vitu nimekuwa nikicheki kama leo nikienda niliona kwa Twitter some Gen Z dissecting the finance bill. And I was there like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, this is good.
Kuna boy fulani alikuwa on TikTok pia.
Mm.
Ni kama my boys wangu mimbwekse.
Mm.
Wakisema umekuwa mkitumia mavijana for a long time.
Mm. That's the reason, like, why
and that is India uprising. Yeah, it's just, you know, those are two instances. Nimsema nyame kachini and isoma, like, you know, these are very young kid, like a Gen F yako.
Yeah,
like amekachini na anasema, okay, so you content creators, you know, hata hizi vitu mna advertise kama huyu mse wetu wa njumu, they coming for us.
Mm.
You know, mse wa salo sijui nini chama. You know, hizi chama za, like, wewe uko kwa chama, of course, unakuangana zako za the end of the month.
Mm.
Mimi niko na zangu. Unajua, they'll be taxed.
Afu, you know,
if kama money, mkona, like, hizi, mko registered as a group.
Unajua, hii time, hii, doe unaikaka kwa chama, tayari, iko taxed tayari. Wujua,
yes, kaya? Of course.
It's already taxed.
Mm.
And then it's going to be taxed again.
Yeah,
so let's talk about e-finance bill. Before tubongeja the finance bill, should we talk about Rigathi Gachagua and the flight to Mombasa?
Yeah, yeah.
Will you feel in it, yeah? Kumwana kwa stairs na ki suitcase?
And it's a statement first.
Mm.
It's a statement that is a humble man.
Mm.
As in, ana try ku kama na nchi wa kawaida. Yeah, anaji humble kuonyesha, si ati kuonyesha what ati that's nini him and that was he stands for. Easy stands anya na pool ni kuonyesha like, oh, amedharauliwa and I can do without your things kani
yeah.
na tuzako but this is coming from nini bado from a statement ilikuwa imemekiwa na governor wa Nyeri akisema nani hata ape wangu ndege enough so he would want them still sikumaanisha it's just traveling light hapana hakuna nini leader mwenye of course
mwenye hizo packs
yeah ati attack hizo packs kwanza yeye ndio amekuwa kicomplain of course ati amekuwa kitravel sijui na ndai nakaa aje hapo enough attention whatever so he's trying to get attention from the attention is not get
alafu najua kitu interesting na history yote ni nakungani kimona kwa hiyo stairs akingangana na hiyo nini akipigwa hiyo picha mimi nilifikiria tu ni the same victim mentality ya Ruto na kwa Ruto akiwa deputy president pia alikuwa na hizo za na nyanyaswa na
so he's gonna play nyanyaswa like a security team
yes,
in
yes.
GSU
so he's playing the same cards as his boss Ruto and to me this is one of those things where I'm like this does not concern me najua like sawa mmekosana but what did you expect this was not a union based on ideology this was a union based on winning an election ajua hiyo sasa shida ya Kenya inakuaga hivyo Ruto na Uhuru walishikana washinde election after election we like hey buda jo we have nothing in common sindio Ruto na Gachagua kashikana washinde election after watu wananotice like oh bro we have nothing in common but you know something we have in common all of us ni the finance bill the finance bill to me na find it interesting but tennis gave you zakwa like what do you think why do you think it's going to pass
First of all, it's going to pass because of the majority.
Yeah.
The majority, you know, the house.
Kimani Ishongwa. Mkosa, wacha ni digress kidogo. Kimani amekuwa kienjoy anaitwa Moka. Moka wa Ruto. Moka ni nini?
Moka ni wife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moka. Ishongwa, I hope you still come for the show. Like, iko nini? Damn. That's what I'm talking turn into them.
Amevalisha kitenge. Yes.
Mpigiwa mpaka like, boobs, uliona?
Yeah,
umetandikwa mpaka boobs. Yeah.
Nani wananikumbusha is the modern day Kamotho. Yeah, like everyone who couldn't tell the emperor is farting too much. Unajua?
Yeah.
Like it's just they're soaking it in. Now, of course those that's why umekuwa ukiona like aki. Tunajua bibi anafuatanga tu mzee. Wakisema like this is the direction I'm going to take I'm question. Yeah, so sai ndio unaona like those michoro is valisha sexy vitenge sini ni
oh, damn cuz nimekuwa nikichekia Moka Ruto nashindwa kunaendaje but sawa back to the finance bill
so it's going to pass cuz I believe first of all I believe a lot of people have been paid to make this thing pass we've seen it we've seen other things zenye wame try ku implement na wanasema ati zinaenda public participation and they still find their way from the parliament through. So kulikuwa na history ya housing after watu wanajua alianza kutaxiwa and then ikakuwa nini watu wakasema sijui it's unlawful ika pause for a minute. Are they still being taxed?
Gani?
I think hii ya kukatwa sijui nini ya housing.
What about on taxi? I think
so unajua what they did see walipoziwa for some time then ikarudi sindio?
Yeah.
So ni wanasema ati inaenda through public participation na nini na nini. The same way na this digital tax. Tulizusha alafu kukakuwa na launch ya talanta hela. Watu wakapikiwa nini? Even nani akina this cross dressers were there.
Yeah.
Akina Kinuthia. They were even accepted.
At course, State House.
Wakapikiwa dish, nini. And then what do you know? Next time, G5, so you're looking at 20 gross. Unaona. So, and the fact that there are akuna MPs enough when you're like, this is, you know, haiendi poa. They've been quiet sana about it.
Yeah.
Kila kitu Ruto wanafanya ni.
Yes,
it's like
yes.
He has them by the balls. Hakuna that at even the opposition you feel like they are those who are just paid and they have a lot in stake if this thing passes.
Yeah.
So we are not to remember like wapitisha haraka.
Tupate
stima.
Hizo ndio vitu kuna ile time
so
Ruto like kuna kuangalia hizo vitu yosema unashindwa. Sasa ni watu wagani wanatafuta stima na ubaya hivi? Because I've not seen. Is there an electricity problem in Kenya?
Was it off? I don't know.
You understand? Like,
yeah. As in, kwangu, like, the whole week, at least zilipotea, kidogo zikarudi. But we wouldn't say it in zile prolonged blackouts. Zilikuwa time ya mvua before you left. So, yeah. Sijui ni area gani ya kuna stima.
Mi sasa nimekuwa nikifuatilia story, and I remember, like, after the first time it was proposed, I had that Safaricom.
Yeah.
There are people at Safaricom. Watu wa Bolt, watu wa Uber, I don't know, of course ule mdosi wa Bidco, watu walisema that this does not help. So wa Bidco, ule itonga something sha, Vimal. Vimal alikuwa nasema that hii environment tuna create size, it's very bad for business and it's very bad for investors. A billionaire knows. That dude is a billionaire. He's a billionaire through Bidco because he's been doing something. You can trace his wealth to something.
Yeah.
Well, they are politicians, you can't trace it to anything. See, so he said this is not good. Safaricom wakasema hizi stories ama watu kuchajua do hivi nikaita push watu more to cash than najua hivyo itafika level mseiko like ai hapa afadhali cash.
Like if I'm so sending you 100 bob like it's costing me more than 20 bob.
Yeah.
Safari ni yake kwa mfuko tu ni kama nikupe.
Yeah. I think bado hizo zitakuwa free but tuchapa kuna ka excise duty kanaenda kuongezwa juu. So ina push nini, it's small but in the grand scheme of things it's big. Acheki. But sasa, so Safaricom wakasema ni mbaya. Uber na Bolt wamesema hii story ya car tax. Kwa saizi utakuwa kibai gari. Alafu kisha bai gari, unailipia insurance, na apart from insurance, unalipa value, is it 5% of the value of the car every year?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Alafu don't forget that the maximum you can pay is 100,000. So mse iko na Range Rover, atakuwa kilipa 100K. Sindio? Wewe na gari yako ya 5% ya nini ndio? Ya nini? 100K ni 2 million, eh?
Yeah.
With your 2 million shilling car, you're paying the same 5% at someone in the Range Rover. This was done with akina Millicent Omanga in mind. People with 40 million shilling Range Rovers.
Yeah.
They won't mind this 100 thou. That's why unachikiwi, mtu kama Karenyamo, anasema hiya ikuhusu. Because she knows she drives a car that akilipa 100 thou, she's going to feel nothing about it. But you and your 2 million shilling car, when you're paying 100,000, you know, it's going to hurt you in ways that utakukisikia. But
ama ukae nayo nyumbani.
Yes, if you come to Uber na Bolt, I've watched Ruto enough to know attitude ya Ruto. Ruto wagamsewa mtadu. So, he's a daring person. Like, I went against the president and I won. I could go against the people and win. Acheki.
Yeah.
Alafu, another reasoning around say nikiwangalia, wakiona Uber na Bolt kitoka, their strategy is Uber na Bolt kitoka, it's going to leave a gap and then we are going to fill this gap. What they don't know is for Bolt to operate, the amount of servers that exist to make Bolt operate, the amount of servers that exist to make easy to operate, it's ridiculous. It's not just something you can invest TV. So even as politicians, because I'm sure politicians are seeing an opportunity where they can buy cars and invest in Uber and Bolt and what, and then start overcharging. The reason why sutumia Uber na Bolt is because it's affordable. The minute you start overcharging, mita kwa simple. I'll just look for a smartwatch. Najua hivyo, nisa buy smartwatch, you go nikiacha simu kwa hao, na ingia kwa matri, naenda kule naenda. Najua hivyo. So, that strategy won't work. But vile nimekuambia, hii govern, nikiangalia from the outside looking in, there are people that mtadu. Now you can see the attitude with David Ndii. Ukiendaga online, David Ndii wanganayo attitude ya mtadu. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
We are the government. We control. And this is Africa. The government is the government. It's not accountable to the people.
Yeah.
Alafu ulichikia kuna ma videos zinatoka. Kuna video kutoka wasingishwa tu kwa, sisi tunafurahia hii bill sana. Naipitishwa asubuhi. Ndiyo tupate maendeleo. Alafu raia zinaambiwa, mkate ni ya matajiri. Waka, mkate ni ya matajiri. Buda, mimi, nikiwa mtoi.
Yeah.
Tuko tunadishi mkate. Hatukuwa rich. But you used to eat bread. Sometimes, tukikosa pesa ya bread, kuna kula ugali baridi. But sikuwa classify mkate as a rich people shit. Yeah. The thing we used to get rarely was Blue Band.
Yeah, the accompaniment.
Yes.
Like,
hiyo kitu ya kupaka, jam, nini. Hizo zikuwa nao. Sasa,
bacon.
Yeah.
Because actually, what was more foreign to us on our breakfast plate was easy vitu za nini, bacon and sausage. Mkate was never an issue. Mkate was never an issue. Mkate, it was a poor man's need. To some extent.
Yeah.
To some extent. Because ukienda kwa mababi, they had cereals. You know, like Weetabix and shit.
In sports. Bet on sports with LimeBet.
Alafu, I think another thing ilili happen.
Hata mazio inaenda kuongeza. Yeah.
Hii time nikiwa, nini, hii time bado, when the KFCB wrote that letter. You know that letter meant that everyone is going to need a license. So walikuwa nafikiria it means content creators. Yes, they sent it to specific content creators. But in the grand scheme of things, it meant everyone with a smartphone is going to need a license to be shooting anything in Kenya. What, ile kitu mina jua, the Ruto government has noticed is social media is becoming radicalized. And apart from social media becoming radicalized, celebrities in quotes are becoming more political. Una say kama kina Njugush. Njugush is invited to talk about policies, you know, to talk about taxes, talk about Eric Omondi is doing the same thing. The government does not want this. So the best way to stifle this is to come up and these stories that before post kitu yote, lazima ipitie KFCB. Will KFCB allow you to say things metoka kusema? Like, anaitwa nani, Babu na Mwamba.
Like there's mourning, no going live Koralis.
Yes, he's mourning Jambi wrongly. Watakubali?
Zi.
Wacheki. So, with that in mind, so that's what the government is fighting. But kitu I always say about Kenya is shida yetu waga, no one looks beyond the individual. Like everyone, it's about me. Yes, Ruto helped Kimani Ichung'wah reach whatever he's reached, yes? But Kimani Ichung'wah does not need Ruto right now. He should be able to tell the president this bill is not popular on the ground. Yes, we can force it, but it's not popular on the ground. Someone has to be able to tell the emperor that the emperor is naked. Alafu, apart from that, lazima wajue, Kibaki did a very good job between 2002 and 2007. In 2007, he had to be sworn in at night. Ruto is doing a very bad job. How does he expect to win this election?
That was after internet superhighways.
Yes.
Guys walikuwa me access loans. Ajua hivyo?
Yeah. Ana bado aliswaya in usiku. So umsena plan kuswaya in sangapi.
Because what I think they are doing ni, nasema they need to eat through this budget. Ebana unasema stima. I think stima ni a lot of things and you promise you are like if this passes, we're going to give you this passes, we're going to give you this. And appear there's that manipulation you're like if your county, if your members of parliament do not pass this, kuna maendeleo itaende your side. Check. So ikiti yote, it's all about re-election.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to win an election and you're not popular, right now a bill ilikuwa imekataliwa na Kenya 83% of Kenyans walikuwa wamekataa hii kitu. Like leo ulikuwa unaona hashtag reject finance bill. Yeah, even from it.
Was it Femi One jo?
Ken nimecheki
mwana ameka tupicha tu aga pale sexy reject.
Hata mimi nimeona like some girls wenye mimi wana like you know wakilive glamorous and their life. But nimeona leo alikuwa political. So you need money for 2027. Sindio? So that is why you have to look for cash everywhere. Because wote walishadishi. I'm sure kuna places nasikia there are petrol stations wenye nasikia your county amfai gari zote za gava zifai kufueliwa na kwa any other petrol station ni hapo.
Yeah, ni gani hizo?
This is a Rift Valley. Nasikia tu ni za prominent person. So
see the conflict of interest were ridiculous.
So of course wakisema about stima kuna angalia kina Dendi Dioko. Stima ni kama ni ya Kenya Kwanza. Wouldn't say ni ya government. There are few individuals there. So unapata wana try to get into these spaces. By the time nafika 2026, 2027, utasikia sasa vitu zimeanza ku reduce.
Kuso unexpect waseni wa jinga hivyo. Like hiyo nini?
So situko na hata hiyo project. Hata msee mjinga anajua 2027. utasikia. Tuliwaambia mkitrust na sisi. Unaona sasa mkate yanze kureduce.
Yeah.
Steamer yanze kureduce. Because wame grab these spaces.
Mm.
Wanaweza cheza nazo vile wanataka.
Mm.
So after 2027, 2028,
you get back to normal.
Back to normal.
Yeah, after 2028 pia kutakuwa na push to try and change the constitution. So like that power is sweet.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
But more than that, yeah. Kuna kitu moja ile Eric Omondi alisema kwa hiyo interview ya hiyo panel ya Jeff Koinange live. Eh?
Yeah.
Because some of the president has made 68 trips.
So far
since akuwe president.
Yeah.
I think nani ame make, was it 6 trips or 8 trips? One either 6 or 8. Zime make you na Samia Suluhu. The president amekuwa ki make this on very private jets. Kuna time Samia flies commercial to go to a place.
Mm.
Ateki. And
commercial like
commercial
you.
Manisha, yes, nikaa mimi. Okay. So maybe ataka kwa first class, but it's still commercial. I remember nikiwa kwa tulia tukitoka coast na wewe. Suka nikikwambia like Supreme Court.
Supreme Court alikuwa tulimpita hapo.
Abdullahi and Abdullahi nani? Ahmed Nasir, that is.
Mm.
Ahmed Nasir Abdullahi, sindio?
Yeah.
Ahmed Nasir is a billionaire. He was there.
Mm.
Ateki. And he landed. Like what's the big deal?
Mm.
You're the president of a poor country. Mm. Angalia Uhuru. Uhuru akienda Hague, alifly Kenya Airways. So it shows these people can do that, but they just don't do it because it's so easy to use taxpayers' money in a country without accountability.
Mm.
The other side, sasa tukienda Europe, reason Europe wagaina tuchapa, ni juu ya vitu kama hizo. Afu nacheki saa hizi tukibonga juu ya bread and 16% excise duty and all this. Nili notice kitu moja, vile nilikuwa kwa airport nikikama Kenya, eh?
Mm.
Sikuwa ni mwaibaigi kitu duty free, wife ubaigi vitu,
yeah.
Mi mupita tu. Mino just jayi, this time, ilikuwa the first time nime check in luggage, me like I used to fly just with that one bag.
Mm-hmm.
Najua, because I didn't know, nasikuwa nita kuuliza. But this time I just had to do it, najua.
Like, 2010.
Yeah, nikitravel na kabu. Back to moja tu, ile, I had put everything inside there. Kwa siku wanajua, ndaendaje kutafuta luggage. I didn't want all that hassle.
Okay.
So lakini majuzi vile tumeshia coast, tukikam hivi, I check hizi vitu, I'm like, ah, maybe I can do this shit. Maybe it's not rocket science like I think.
Mm.
But I remember when I was at that airport,
yeah.
I decided like, let me walk around. So nika walk around, I saw a certain perfume, I was like, ah, nika touch, nika inusa hivi, nika sema like, I'd love this on the wife. So I decided to buy for her.
Mm.
So vile nilimbaia, wakaniuliza, where is your boarding pass? So wakai check, ndio sasa yonyeshe, the reason you're not paying taxes is because kukwa this duty-free zone and you're flying out. So you're not going to pay tax as you buy this.
Mm.
So every time you wanted to buy anything, wakaniuliza, say, where is your boarding pass? Ndio wanakuuzia.
Because
you have to pay taxes. Do you know that with food, they are not asking that? Why? Because food is not taxed in Europe. Don't forget, Europe does not have a food problem. We have a food problem. Usha iskia wa sona staff Europe, apart from during the Holocaust. Acheki? And during Holocaust ilikuwa intentional.
Mm.
Sisi tunatax chakula. Sa, vile nilisema hivo, Josh, akiwa masaiza Minnesota, akienda kuangalia risiti zake. Akaona US, normal tax was around 8%. Unajua tax ya food ni pesa ngapi? 2%.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
These are developed countries with no problem of feeding people. Sisi, we sleep hungry. Like right now as we talk, Ian, kuna a family that's going to sleep hungry.
Majority.
Yes.
Yeah.
And apart from family sleeping hungry, and I think you probably noticed, Joe, Ian.
Mm.
Just seen your dog, oh?
Mm.
Yeah, seen your dog. You notice, nikiwa kwa flight, leta inweka hivi, ita inikirudi. Like, nikiwa state, I didn't think about it. I don't
like
know what
size,
made...
Like in size, body...
Yes, I don't know what made me think about it.
Mm.
Now nikirudi kwa flight. So kwa ile flight ya Delta between Atlanta na Amsterdam, I started looking at white people. Like you could just see. Like hata wale ni size yangu. Like as whatever. I could look at the arms and I'm seeing. Like kumse si workout. It's just the food. He's more. Unajua?
Yeah.
Alafu unangalia mabuda.
They are built.
Mabuda wengi. Wa white. They were bigger than sisi watu wa black. Especially the Africans, because there's a notice Africans. You notice Sukiya Majuju, there's a notice. A lot of us, we stand out.
Mm.
You guys, we have those features. Tunakuwa katuna soza kiraya. Alafu pia njaro zingine za kuva slippers katikati ya tau. Just know this is one of us. So I could notice that. So even sisi wale middle class, we are still in some quotes malnourished to a certain level. Acheki. So there's a food problem in Africa. There's a food problem in Kenya. And we still tax food. And richer countries that have no problem with food do not tax food. And we don't see a problem with that. Because we'll come and tell people, you know what? Bread is for rich people. You know what? Cars are for rich people. If you're taxing cars, matatus are not cars.
They are.
So who is going to take your hit, your 5% yamatri? The passenger.
The passenger.
Yeah. Nakunga ule mother, kuna mother alimake ile statement here. You see, when poor people are using matatus, I want people took it out of context. You saw that, eh?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Mr. Ian, lakini vile usemagaju kutembea kwingi kuna mengi.
Yeah.
Like your trip ya US ilikuwa very eye opening,
yeah?
Like I saw a few things. Sometimes when you look at these things on the TV, you don't see the impact. After the last time in the United States, nilikuwa na mlami, nilikuwa tu New York na New Jersey. And, you know, I had to follow everything he was doing. I could not ask. But now with Kenyans, like, they'd explain stuff to me. Like, this is what, this is what, this is what, this is what. And I ended up seeing America more and more.
Yeah.
And nika realize why people uproot their lives and just go to a foreign country. You know, it takes a certain level to just uproot everything, you know. Like Mimi Joniko, bye, OLED. Give it out, you know.
Yeah, because the like first thing it takes, the first thing you told me when we met after Urudi Uniambia, we are poor.
Yeah.
Do you know we are poor? Buddha, of course, poor, it takes someone when atoke. See, it's here to end East Africa. Like ile countries zenye zime beat like first world, si ndio?
Hey, we are poor.
Then you come
like airport yetu.
Ni koja.
Yani ni aibu. Ushaitaka kuenda ku apologize uko like that. It's not like this every day. Ama we have another one. We were redirected here. Like nani anateta juu ya mvua kunyesha, si ndio?
Anaitwa
Larry. Buda jo, hii, cause Larry work CNN, sinio? So one of the airports that Larry uses, you need to Hartfield, in Atlanta, to that airport, especially ile entrance, sasa ya departure. Cause kuna, unajua ile, like the exit side, where una exit, you take your taxi and go. You place baggage claim, it still looks really good. But Buda, the entry to that airport, unangalia hivi, it's an engineering masterpiece. Engineering masterpiece. Yani hata mvua ikiland inajuaga hapa siwezi penya. You go to like, shit, what am I doing here? Let me look for.
This
Moja mvua ikionaga jo JKI na kuoga like, yes.
Home sweet home.
Yes, home sweet home.
Let me land.
Like, it's ridiculous. Alafu unajua, these people, kuna kitu moja ile pia nani, Eric Omondi alisema, I've said it in my own way, but pia alisema in his own way. Alikuwa anabonga juu how you're spending 1 billion shillings to repair easy places. Alafu, I don't know how true this is, but I think some dude at Strathmore was quoted. Anasema, well, he spent 700 million to build 3 buildings at Strathmore University. 700 million. And I was like, how are we using a billion to renovate? Isn't it 700 to build from scratch? But since it not spent 1 billion to renovate state house. And to when you bring up that, unasikia msana kuambia zizi, the president needs to be in a place. Kauna omba pesa China. Sindio, wacha kujua kanyage ile mbao itoke ndio wanunde. They actually need the money.
Yeah. There are a lot of companies inasema zineza renovate that to be in government's good books. You look like part of this tender. Unajua zizi na kuanga.
Part
of this tender we are even going to, you know, rehabilitate these buildings nani. Because hata ukiziangalia, do they look that bad?
No, they don't.
Was the former tenant that nikona nimse ni babi fulani? At least ile nini, I'm sure kulikuwa na kitu kilikuwa natengenezwa. Because unajua wanaweza notice shit. Unaona like, hey, inafaa kuwa hivi. But a billion. Alafu, a billion, that's a hospital.
Yes. Alafu, do you know how much we spent? We spent kutengeneza hii dais. You know the president dais. Place yae kukuja kusimama, makureva. We spent 700 million on it.
On that?
Yes. And then, the controller of budget had early decline, hii story ya kunene. But that's what we wanted to nini. Alafu pia State House budget yake ya 2024 one year ilikuwa 47 billion. What's happening at State House that needs 47 billion? But the average Kenyan ukimwambia hivyo they get into this whatever wanafaa kuangalia, like ukiangalia hizi countries akina ama Europe 47. And what is those the presidents do what they are called very simple nishaikwambia
leo uliniambia White House looks smaller than you think.
Yeah, White House sasa kuna msaliniambia hiyo si White House, kuna nyingine huko nyuma, but the main thing looks smaller than State House. Yes. And apart from that, I don't think they are spending 47 million on vitu ziko pale place kai unapata gata chai si
free. Billion. Yeah.
Ajogo unapata ga place kai za gava. Kuna zile inaitongwa nini zile? What do they call it? Where you put money?
Dispensers. Yes. Vending machines.
You have to spend your own money.
Yeah.
Hapa State House, mkukiona Ruto anatembea na chai. Wacheki. Alafu, another thing ni, everything ni PR. Like, hiyo kutembea na chai ni PR. Mm. So, kumekuwa na hizi nini?
Yeah, but yeah. Hata Oscar Sudi ni finesse, you get. Of course, kumekuwa na kitu, another thing, enye iliku ime nini. Enye iliku ina company, hiyo hashtag ya reject finance bill ni recall them.
Yeah, recall them. Yeah,
like
MPs.
We have to invoke. Of course nilikuwa na rant ya Gaido. Also Gaido gets emotional.
Hey, yo jam.
Yeah, but sasa like nilisikia even other, was it an MP mwingine alikuwa anasema it was not an MP, ni mzee mwingine alikuwa anasema like, you know, we have to invoke that. You know, the power belongs to us. After this, like, we need to, you know, go and... Of course, it's not going to happen. But when I hear this type of talks, you get...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Things we never had before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It will be hard. It will be hard, sahi, for any MP going back to his constituency, the smiley face, after approving a bill that is detrimental.
But it's funny that the legislature has just become part of the executive. And Ruto alisema he's going to make sure all, everything works separately. That's why politicians were gonna, are very, on the Kongani double speak.
Yeah.
Like, this is the same guy who said he wants a very independent judiciary, but he does not want an independent legislature. How does that work? Where we just know the legislature is going to vote in one way. It does not matter if it's good for the people or bad for the people. They all have to toe the line. And it should not be that way. Alafu pia, there should be a way of listening to the people. If the people are like, this is not... Then no one be like, sawa, kama yamua ni hivo. Ni hivo, let's come up with a different strategy. But if it doesn't work, msini blame. I tried to save you, mkakata. Acheki.
Yeah,
but if 83% vile unasema, I say I reject kitu and you still want it. It's ridiculous. And then Ian vile tumekuwa tukidanganywa, like trees, man, like foreign countries, kids still have spaces to play with all that development. Sisi watu wetu wana spaces to play. Wanchi kigi place na stay. Unaona gani kwa all concrete.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
all my kid knows how to do ni ku ride a bike. Acheki.
Staying safe.
Yes. Riding a bike and any, but playing football, which footballer is coming from this neighborhood? Every sector in South Sea has been sold.
Yeah,
yes?
Yeah.
And high-rise buildings are springing up. Watu hiyo atalanaje kucheza vitu kama football.
Yeah.
Remember, sisi tuko tuna gonga ball, unavunja window. Like, majuzi nikiwa States, mpata na msa nidua, nani, Roba. Roba Wakariash. Roba, he honed his skills. Za football, akicheza katikati ya zilo ma residential za Kariash.
They still had green or
up in between. Yeah. And I think them those old buildings still have playgrounds.
Yeah.
Till the government decides to bring them down and bring up affordable housing. You see, kids don't have places to play. And
those recreational parks.
We are telling kids talent is not enough. Majuzi kuna post flani nani alipost. Juko ulichekile ya calligraph ili amelala kwa flow yake. Alikuwa na enjoy wasi. Amelala kwa flow yake jake. That's the power of talent.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everyone is a talented rapper or a talented singer. They are talented footballers. What's happening? Now tunambia watu hii, sports is out of the question.
Right now, talking about footballers, you know, we played Ivory Coast 2 days ago. On the day we are shooting, this is 2 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, we played somewhere in a foreign country. In a foreign country, because our pitch are not up to standard.
Oh, siko na joyo, yeah.
Yeah, we are not here.
Alafu unajua, iya ni umeni
remote. Alafu unajua, what happened, FIFA ili ban, nini, izi stadium zetu, kutumika kuhold international nini aiago aiago ikitu kaenda chini ya maji of course after that maana tulikuwa tunashanga kwa nini Benihina analetwa hapo because alikuwa anajua hiyo ndio ile international act inaweza fanyika hapo but si sports si football si not a FIFA event we cannot so, Kasarani it's out Nyayo is out
oh shit
okay that's so shaming
afu najua Ian tu nilikuwa states na nile nipeleka nitwa Maina Maina alinifikisha the Dallas Cowboys stadium tulipata kaisha tingwa but niliweza kuichungulia if I'm not wrong maybe I got some footage of it ya ndani na I hope wasoteza kuiona ushaangalia study hivi mpaka ukajiuliza hii kitu feel aje time iko full and you know how much that stadium cost it cost $2 billion to make in America a country where kuna minimum wage sindio kuna all this whatever it took $2 billion I'm sure if Kenya was to build such a stadium it would cost $7 billion and $5 billion would go into people's pockets then we wonder why we can't develop as a country najua like tukukua this never ending cycle with poverty and the reason behind it ni corruption where everyone is looking at what are we going to benefit no one looks at the bigger picture buda you study hey yeah
like I'm just saying if nani if you are Ruto and you saw Kenya playing like resorts za Kenya sijui from Lilongwe stadium you know just fire the knee on the spot because as a member no as a minister for sports ni ku make sure like you know sport is in a thrive home say so sport as itself cannot thrive huku we've seen like Angela Rukutai and the Kenya Sevens team do you think you know is it a speech because the Ruju chezea huko hizo ma series zao Singapore's Jilanda sijui wapi unafikiria hapo naweza ushaangalia hapa nini Impala I don't even know any place else they play you know like we don't have I don't think we have ile international rugby pitch or something ama yenye unaweza tumia tuseme CT ama nini how big is a tennis court you umetembea you've had a few share na nini za zile tennis court tuko huko inaweza spend do ngapi just do a clay court unajua ni hiyo mchanga yenye unalanga hapo
ile place sushi aga wala watu yupo
space it's like kuna like 5 acres uko na nini complex kubwa sana but
so
but anyway
hiki tu yote unajiona kuaga according to mimi ni ile will unajua like there has to be that will of we want to change this for the betterment of the people but the worst thing about Africa inakuaga ama Kenya inakuaga it's always about the politicians and what they're going to benefit and blah 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 but tutabonga J Bill baadaye ile time itakuwa ishapasiwa and everything is known about it but pia kulikuwa na history ya prepaid meters unajua lazima to reset our prepaid meters so inasemekana you'll receive an SMS with two codes you put the first one resets and then you put the second one reboots sasa kuku make active so I don't know how much is being used on this because this Kenyan thing is you're always worried that there's a corruption angle to it unajua no one ever thinks like why is this necessary unajua like so are you ready when you start prepaid or postpaid
see kawaida tu tokens
prepaid so prepaid. Ready to reset because one someone wanna do na regions has it reached your region because
no I've not been prompted I've not known exactly like what is it for what they're trying to curb but najua kuna wase wengi wanakuanga wamenyonga mita zao so sijui kama ndio wanafikia ama there's a new mode of you know a mode of research wanafanya but for me naona ni this somehow ina kama ile time tulipaint super highway red was it an express whatever
inaikumbuka kweli
kumbuki ile tulichora line ya red that it's also executive you know fuck vitia hapo
yeah skuki hiyo time
ilikuwa
Thika Road, because nakunga Thika Road iko BRT bus rapid transit.
Kuna nye ilikuwa inatufika sijui ma VIP na nini. And then hauku unafaa ku drive inside that.
Na niko sure
raza that red zone. So you know hizi vitu unako.
Raza Kenya si ni zile. Is that drive too?
Yeah. I think wana try kuget wasi wengi waku on the grid ya nini. Yeah. Cause unajua pia ile ingine, ile old school, ile mita old school. Sana sana juangi vile. Mambo inaenda hapo. So I'm still, I'll research more on that. Hiyo nini. But Miss Jaget, umeribut.
Imefika bado.
This is the land of steamer.
Yes, haijafika, but I'm still waiting for it. I'm going to activate and it's going to do whatever it does. And there, you know, it's the life that saizi tunaishi, so tunaendelea kuishi tu, so tutadu. But sasa I think tukimalizia kuna maswali yote kutoka America, nini unataka kujua you guy? Saizi nafaa kujichota, nafaa kujita Ras, eh?
Yeah.
And I'm around you. The Ras ni the resident American socialist.
Of course, welcome back.
And
of course, the day you're shooting this is your birthday.
So yeah, man, I'm getting old. And yeah, no gift, you guys. Not even.
Come. We'll cut a cake. We can have.
Yeah, must hear it. At least. Yeah. Okay.
So, you are stressed. You're back. You're back in Kenya.
It's a bitter. It's only bittersweet. Like I'm happy to be back in Kenya.
Yeah.
But still, niko sad kuona. The way tuko nyuma. Unajua kuna ile vile mtu jidanganyaga in this amount of years. Like when we started building these roads, because I won't lie to you, Ian. Vile niliendaga 2009, we just started to build roads. You see?
Yeah.
So I could see the difference between huko na hapa. But I didn't think it was that big. Because nilijidanganya vile tunaendelea kuzibuild, tuna watu wakitoka majuu wakiona, they're like, hey, damn, they're doing something.
Yeah.
You get only in the Texas, Joe. Kuna 10 lanes, zinaenda hivi. 10. Alafu kuna 10 zingine zinaenda hivi. Try kuimagine hivyo. Try kuimagine unaishia Naivasha na kuna 10 lanes ya kuenda Naivasha, another 10 lanes ya kutoka Naivasha ikikuja Nairobi. And everyone is following rules. So hakuna traffic ni zzz 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 zzz.
I think that's a road network. See, we have roads.
Yes. Okay. Another thing, Ian, fuel is cheaper in America than Kenya. You know that? Ngata ni cheaper.
Damn.
So, a gallon is like 3.85 liters, if I'm not wrong. Let me check. A gallon should be 3.585 liters. Yes? Goes for like around 3.785 liters. Yes. It goes for around $3.25. Yes. Places zingine ni 3.19. Place ka Texas. Because Texas, I think, produces oil. So, place expensive ile bei ya mafuta inezaenda na Kenya ni California. Because California, the cost of living is high. But don't forget the minimum wage in that country is ridiculous. Na cheki. So, mtiko huko aneza afford. Ngata na mtiko Kenya is afford. So, sisi tukibai liter moja for around 200 shillings. I remember I calculated it, yes? America wana bai liter moja for 113 shillings. 110 shillings. 110 shillings.
It's almost, damn.
So,
it's a whole...
Try to imagine. So there's that. Then, of course, they produce oil and they produce nini, but it was still interesting to find out that is even to expect expensive states, the cost of living, watu wako na magari, watu wana need magari, una expect price yende, price bado iko, iko chini. So I found that to be super interesting.
That's super interesting.
But another thing, vile nashinani kisema ni, it really ni scare ni the fact that in America, Ian, you never worry about your phone being snatched. How dope is that? Ushajuaga vile tushakuaga ndani na wewe nakwambia buda jo inua hiyo window.
Yeah.
Uko unatembea unaseti right? The average American, eh?
Yeah.
Useti phone kwa mfuko ya nyuma alafu unatembea.
Mhm.
Like what the hell? I'm there like Poka is it raya za Kenya ziliwaga jinga lazima raya mbole buda jo. Ukisha states kio namsema ika phone usiibe. Kuzojua kuna kifaa lakini zaishi huko alafu kisema acha niibe.
Yeah.
After before you know it.
Yeah.
Umejiangwa shida zingine kusifonda tresiwa.
Yeah.
Afu merudishwa Kenya. So buda joko na ishia setu siibe simu. Kama ni mwizi wa simu. Kusa kukosagi mwizi wa simu. Kuna raya fulani yoga hiko nini damu lakini. Time I to watch na iba
simu. Kuna wizi kwa damu.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Watu waibagi simu.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a medieval crime.
Yeah. Nimetoka. Of course. Kumesema nimetoka. Nimizo sa iza. Za nini Jamhuri Crowns hiyo memory ya Jambi na of course politicians being politicians na nearly chado
nani
unja kuna wasi wali notice raya za Kibich zili notice si yes atakuwa kwa hiyo
mababu
so walikuwa memngoja hapo nje of course kuna zenye alitupa hapo like some few thousands so mi nikitoka nikaa tulitokanisha so mi nikitoka nje ya gate napata gate imefungwa pata raya ziko nje nauliza watch what's happening naweza kuwa trumpet ilikuwa unachokula tu wako lock na lini kaniambia pala ameachiwa pesa of course kuna nyenye walipotea nazo they were being scolded but sasa nikaambia huyo watch mi stock hapa kabla hii ni crowd disperse because I was just standing out nimetoka place
you look like a meal.
Yeah man, I love niko na simu mbili. Kind of lilingoja hizo raya zisort out their differences. Nani because I hapa ku lose phone. Niko naona tu this is that crowd.
Talking of losing phones, uliona hii footage ya mse alikuwa na arrest na makarao. Afraya flani kende ka snatch phone yake. Ulicheki kitu.
Yeah.
Mse iko down ana nino na makarao. Hapa
hiyo raya nyingine ina.
Rai kama kachukua tu simu na ikaishia. Like that's the level of thievery. So you go in area ya raya zina shughuli na simu yako. Uko comfortable. Afu in some neighborhoods tuko tunaacha tu like laptop. What give you laptop yangu jioni li save ya for long. Niko naacha tu kwa ndai jo.
What the hell?
Niacha hivyo na naishia na kula bila stress. Niko sure ndaenda niipate. Like look
Kenya
at
Kenya even like, need your bag will get niko na. Like anti theft bag.
Yeah. So yeah, no, come and realize afterwards we come and realize like we are very dishonest people at all levels.
Yeah.
But checky, like the politicians are super dishonest and then even the citizens. Like dude, jaribu dhubutu kuweka phone yako kwa your back pocket katikati ya tao. Uone vile utashangaa.
Yeah.
You guy utashangaa. Mimi mpaka survival instinct zangu zishaniambia nikiweka simu kwa mfuko ya nyuma. Nitakalia simu nipasue screen. Wajele like ushajiambia.
Yeah.
Dudes just put their phones huko.
Yeah.
Like, dude, uko kwa traffic hivi.
Yeah.
Kuna siku moja nimecheka. Nilikuwa na nani? Nani nilikuwa na yeye? I don't think ilikuwa on Sando. But nakumka, kuna mse tulikuwa na yeye kwa traffic. Alafu, ilikuwa okay nojo. Tumetoka na yeye Best Buy. Chuhu nikuwa na yeye kwa traffic hivi jo. Nikainua. Because sibu inaweza ibiwa.
Because
it takes, ile trauma ya Kenya, it stays with you everywhere. It follows you everywhere. You expect people to steal from you and whatever. Like, we need to be more honest people. We can't be us here to claim we are better than this, we are better than that. And then to do this, like, bullshit crimes. Like, right now, stealing is like my iPhone 15, iPhone 16, I think from iPhone 14. You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Like your kitu, I think ni iPhone mseye kuna nichanua hapa that ile screen yenyewe iko attached to your phone. So ukitoa hiyo screen,
it's
a working screen. Ukitumia kwa phone ile itawork because inajua haikuwa designed ku work na. But how are you going to explain that to some stupid guy hapa katikati ya tao that usiibe hiki kitu kishikwa utapigwa? Alafu ki, but hakuna wizi jo, hakuna wizi hii ya kijinga.
Oh. Alafu another interesting thing umeni show ni, of course ulikuwa niambia uko truck driver, some of them live in their trucks.
Yeah.
And mkona kuuliza, na cho?
Yeah, like, vitu kama
na cho. Na cho, like, how do they dispose their waste?
Hakuna cho ndani ya truck, but kuna hizo ma truck rest stop, kuna jina zinapatiwa. Alafu kuna notice kwa highway, mnaambiwa hii place ya kurest, iko closed, and then iko ingine. Like kwa highway. So nakuwa tukidrive na nani? Tukidrive na Mr. K4, tukitoka masaiza like DC, tunarudi back to New Jersey. Kuna place nguwa ni mwana siju ni closed go to. Akaniambia hiyo ni awase wa truck. Wanaambiwa waende. Like everything is organized. It's a system and the system works. And they are, understand? So of course utafala atasema like umse amekuja hapa 2 weeks anafikiria it's better than kwenda huko. It's better than Kenya. And yes, home is best, but that airport we have is embarrassing. You get your immigration yetu. Tulitoka kwa an international flight. Tumetoka, tunashuka kwa stairs, ndio tuingia kwa basi. Wata kuniambia a very good store we haizi hepa. Alafu after hapo, unaingia kwa corridor. Sindio? Unaingia kwa corridor, unaanza tukutembea tu. So, uwezi niambia, hakuna msi, haizi nini alikuwa, anaweza jifanisha nini, aende kwa choo, na change nguo. Semekana nguo zinakaa uniform. Na apite tu hivyo akienda pahali. Watu wanajua na hivyo. You can enter the country illegally. That's why hizi ni zingine zinakuwaga na hiyo shit. Ukitoka kwa ndege inakuwaga automatically unaingia kwa kikorido cha unaenda immigration. And it makes it super hard for you.
Na kuna wasi wengine.
And I'm sure zinakuwaga na cameras kabisa ukiingia kwa choo ama nini utakujiwa. Hii shit yetu, it's a joke. It's a freaking joke.
It's a bus terminal.
It's a bus terminal. And we are okay with it. And it's not a bus terminal because that's what we can afford. We can afford better. But people need to line their pockets. So that's what we have. So the tour, I enjoyed the tour. Nime kwa nikiambia wasi. It was eye-opening. Mushi na nikisema states ni dangerous. Anakunga nani ya kinidea. Anakunga nani. Uboye nituwa nani. Natal. Natal kwa mshina kinyambia Kenya is more dangerous. Ian, nikiwa states, hakuna time yote nilikuwa scared nikiwa peke yangu. As long as siku ina ghetto neighborhood, Guy, South Sydney ghetto?
No, I wouldn't call it ghetto.
Majuzi, metropiwa. Chiki, metropiwa jo. Alafu bado nilikuwa kwa simu. Nikuwa na dudes, zinakuja na motorcycles. I was like, oh shit. I was worried. Chiki, that's when I realized, like, shit, damn. Kenya is dangerous.
Kenya is dangerous.
So, but it was a good trip.
It was a good
day. History ya kujita ras, it's a joke. Kuna wasuwaga na kijiti kwa ras. I'm like, States wiki tatu is a special. I'm not a specialist, but it was some funny shit. Wasuwa ni taras. Hapa inje watu wajui jina angu. So, it was good to enjoy Ian. But, it was a good trip. It was expensive as fuck. So a big shout out to Mobek. Mobek is the one who gave us this dream of traveling outside. But I won't lie to you. Vile wasome kwa kusema, kwa ni ya mkukuja Rapture, Ian, nini, he get that shit would be too expensive. Without a corporate sponsor, it would be impossible for us to travel all three at the same time.
Yeah.
You get these things are expensive.
Ama tungeenda to back it to the same place.
Alafu turudi. Like, it's like, impossible. Yeah,
mkujeni mtuone mwishi.
Like, it's, this shit is expensive. Taxis maybe ama cab tutajifinya kwa gari moja, but when it comes to those meals, where a meal is at least maybe $17, you can try and imagine that's $50 every time tunaenda kudishi, and that's three times a day. Like, who would be able to whatever that? So that was the scary part. That's why, like, I could not wait kurudi, because najua this was something like being funded by individuals like Ikonini funds and whatever. So I didn't want to be a burden to anyone. Of course, no one made me feel like I was a burden, but it's an expensive one. So that was the nini. But apart from that, it was a very pleasant surprise, very whatever. So if anyone invites you, Ian, and it's a kwambia jo, go see the world.
Okay.
This time I saw it better because I was dealing with Kenyans. Kana lele kuna nichanua jo maina shapelekelo mangaya Kenya huko amepatikana na speeding ticket. Sasa kwa niambia jo hiyo ni $245 gone like that. Alafu pia points zina deductiwa kutoka kwa driving license yako. Alafu nini tu kimalizia, acha tumalizie. Kuna shit fulani nimekuwa nikibonga juu yake jo. Kuna shit inaitwa credit score jo states. Okay, that shit is serious. Kuna bad credit score, you guys will pata lakeja. Awezi rent her out.
Serious.
Like, your country, you know, jobless season, like, uko CRB, no uko sawa. You guys palo kiwa CRB estate, you guys, awezi pata hao. Uko kwa streets, unaishi huko kwa nini? Unajua kuna deni fulani 1976 ulipa. Inakuwa serious hivyo. Like, with a bad credit score, it's just downhill from there. But I think your Surya credit score, we'll talk about it in a different episode. I think maybe I need to explain yako the weekend update. That would be an interesting topic. So, you get any time yetu ya kuhepa, sindio?
Sawa.
Imekuwa ni episode 320. So, kama kawaida vile usamaga like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tukimalizia, tukisema, ekonene.
Ekonene.